Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Frankly, I'm surprised because he really wants my endorsement. I mean, he wants it very badly, and that doesn't necessarily affect it one way or the other, but he really wants my endorsement. He came up to Trump Tower, as you know. You covered it very well. And I'm a little bit surprised that he turned down the debate. I would say that if you're down in the polls, which respectfully he is down in the polls fairly substantially in a lot of ways, I would think that you'd want to be on a debate like this because it would be very well covered.
God bless Donald Trump.
There he is, the Donald. Doesn't seem to be too happy that Mitt Romney said no to his debate in Iowa on the 27th of December. In fact, so far, only Newt Gingrich and, Rick Santorum both have agreed to participate in the Donald Trump debate. The 2012 GOP race is the number one item on this week's countdown. I'm Doug Steffen here for another hour of the Talk Radio Review. We're going to count down for you, as we normally do at the end of the week, the items, the issues from number 10 to number 1. This is for the week ending Friday, the 9th of December. So let's run them down from the bottom to the top.
Number 10.
The post office financial problems, number 10.
Number 9.
The fast and furious investigation.
Number 8.
The Plan B drug over-the-counter ruling.
Number 7.
The sentencing of former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich.
Number 6.
New sexual abuse charges against Jerry Sandusky.
Number 5.
The all-encompassing Wall Street occupiers, the protest movement.
Number 4.
The Eurozone financial crisis.
Number 3.
The payroll tax cut issue and debate.
Number 2.
The president's speech in Kansas.
Number 1.
Number one is the GOP race. Let's continue focusing on that as we have a lot of time for various input from folks around the country. We monitor a lot of the talk radio shows, big radio stations, and hosts who do a great job of the issues of the day. News talk radio at its finest. Here is host John Phillips with political blogger Ed Morrissey. They talk about why any candidate would want to be involved in that Trump-moderated debate.
Is this the carnival freak show circus that is the Donald Trump experience that the Republicans are now signing up for, the Republican sons, Huntsman, Romney, and Ron Paul?
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to the Donald Trump debate as much as I'm looking forward to the Michael Bloomberg debate that's going to follow after that, and then the one that Barack Obama is going to moderate after that. So, yeah, I mean, this is a great idea.
Just,
for the Republican Party.
You know, from the point of view of a viewer, it's got to be entertaining to watch. I would watch this thing because here's what's going to happen. You're going to have Donald Trump going to make the debate about Donald Trump. So he's going to try to make him look as stupid as possible. He's going to pull out all the tricks. He's going to swear, maybe. He's going to ask him about maybe the birther issue, which he's beat the drum on for quite some time. It's going to be a story that results in Donald Trump being in the headline the next day. I just can't imagine why any campaign advisor would ever let their candidate participate in this.
Well, I think you've got, I mean, Newt Gingrich is his own campaign advisor. I mean, everybody knows that Newt Gingrich is running this thing, and that's one of the reasons why his staff walked out early. They've come back since he's gotten more serious about this. But, I mean, Newt Gingrich is the guy running this thing, and Newt Gingrich apparently thinks that this is a great idea. That's the reason why he's going to do it. John Huntsman, Ron Paul, Mitt Romney, I think they're getting better advice. And they're staying very far away from it. Now, I don't agree with Ron Paul on a lot, but I think he's right that this is beneath the dignity of the office of the president to have Donald Trump up there, who is a game show host. He is actually and literally a game show host asking these questions. This is a guy who, as late as yesterday, was threatening to mount a third-party run for the president next year. This is a guy that Republicans want to square off with and on television. I mean, to me, John, that's just insane.
All right, here up next is Bernard McGurk, who works with IMUS, talking about Newt, who he thinks is in the focus now, but he probably will sink like a stone pretty soon.
The thing that fascinates me, of course, as it does a lot of people, is this whole Republican race. This whole race for the Republican nomination for the presidency, and Newt Gingrich, I mean, his ascendancy, you know, to the top of the polls, the top tier, as they call it, is baffling. It's just, it's mind-boggling to me. I mean, I don't know what the hell Republicans are thinking with this guy. He's just, he's a 90s retread. He's everything that the mainstream, when they start paying attention to the race, the media will have a field day with these people. When the lowest common denominator people who all have a vote, when they start paying attention, and this guy starts getting skewered, he says stupid things like that those remarks about poor people, however well intentioned they were, if they were, it's even debatable. But they misconstrued. He's not artful about it. It comes off as, in this case, they were accusing him of being racial overtones, undertones, this tone, that tone. He's just stupid. And hopefully he'll implode before he gets the nomination, before this process plays out, so we can get my man Mitt Romney up there, who is squeaky clean. No, he's not everything everybody would like. But he's the man. Come on. I don't understand. I mean, the Newt Gingrich is way more flip-flops, just recent flip-flops. He sat on the couch with Nancy Reagan and talked about climate change. And, you know, he's sucking up to Nancy Pelosi, I should say. Did I say Nancy Reagan?
You did, yeah.
Nancy Pelosi, of course. And then just a few days ago, she comes out, she threatens him. She says, I know things about Newt Gingrich. Again, it was when he was in Congress, he was reprimanded twice. Charlie Rangel was reprimanded one time. It was a big deal. You remember that just recently? Barney Frank was reprimanded, not for having running that male prostitution ring out of his apartment, but for he fixed his boyfriend's traffic tickets or some BS. It was all intertwined, something, whatever it was. It was a big deal with Barney Frank. Well, Newt Gingrich was reprimanded twice, two times. It's all going to come out in the wash. He may not have served his wife divorce papers on her deathbed, but by his own admission, he went into the hospital while she had cancer in the hospital with his two kids and got into a big fight with this woman. Now, they say, oh, it was a long time ago. He's a grand. That's all going to come to the fore. They're going to ask him about all of that stuff. He took money. He took money from Fannie and Freddie, the same people that Barney Frank, that he had oversight over, and let these people precipitated this whole subprime mortgage crisis. They're hanging it around Barney Frank's neck, rightfully so. He was caught with his pants down. Well, Newt Gingrich was in bed with these people also. I don't understand what Republicans are thinking.
All right, what are Republicans thinking? You're a Republican? Help yourself. We'll make a quick work of your call if we deem it to be on message, 800-510-8255. You can email me, doug@dougstefan.com. You can follow us on Facebook. The box, listen box at dougstefan.com gives you all the instruction on that. Coming up, a couple of more approaches from several other talk hosts about the GOP side of the presidential race. Here, number one on the countdown this week.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. Shh. Don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TVs with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
And a Merry Christmas to you, Mrs. Scrooge.
Humbug! Ah, humbug! Humbug, I tell you, humbug!
There have been dozens of Scrooges, but my favorite Christmas carol is a modest animated TV version from 1962.
Nothing to eat, and they sing of Christmas. Ah, bah, humbug!
That's Jim Backus and Mr. Magoo's Christmas carol. Simple, colorful, and tuneful. It's the Scrooge of choice in my house, and that's not just humbug.
Humbug!
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on Movies on Demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on Movies on Demand on cable this week. Things go very, very badly for Bradley Cooper and Zach Galifianakis in The Hangover Part 2. Emma Stone and Viola Davis fight racial prejudice in The Help, and Jason Momoa and Ron Perlman battle it out in Conan the Barbarian. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grown-Ups. I'm Bill Newcott.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down, or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free, with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. We go through in this hour all of the top 10 items. So if you want to find out where all the various discussions have been this week, you need to follow us through to the top of the hour. Here we continue with number one, host Matt Patrick here with political analyst Jim McGrath and Chris Begala about Rick Perry's new War on Religion.
I think the only problem with this ad is, if you look at it, is that a lot of the information in there is completely inaccurate.
How so, sir? Please, give me more.
Well, I mean, if you look at the ad, he talks about Supreme Court and school prayer. You can't pray in schools. He kind of blames it on Obama, and those decisions were made back in 1962 and 1963. So it's really not Obama's fault.
No, and fair point. And what this is, look, there's a lot of other things that you could attack President Obama for, starting with the economy that has more relevance in the lives of Republican primary voters. Rick Perry is appealing to a special subsection of Iowa caucus goers. He needs to catch fire in Iowa. He needs to really get one of the top three, top four spots coming out of Iowa. He's appealing to them. Iowa is the birthplace of the Christian Coalition. They have active religious voters. And so this is a direct appeal to that subsection. He's got to fire them up, turn them out, and hope that there are four tickets coming out of Iowa.
Chris, he's getting some traction in Iowa. Not much, but he's getting some. Is it because he's going in this direction?
You know, I don't think he's doing all that well. The latest poll finished up on December 6th, and it's a CNN poll, Time Magazine, who actually spoke to registered Republicans in Iowa. As Jim said, strong evangelical base. Gingrich 33, Romney 20, Perry all the way down to 9. So he's 24 points behind, and I would disagree slightly with my esteemed colleague. I think Perry needs a strong third-place finish, and he's got a long way to climb out of this. Yes, it's strong evangelical, but to say war on religion, I think that's out of line. I think President Obama is not the most faith-based individual. Latest example, World War II Memorial on the Washington Mall. They want to add FDR's prayer that he gave out to the nation and our servicemen and women. Obama administration said, no, don't add it to the monument. But to say war on religion, it's too much. He's swinging from the hips, and he's just trying to make something happen.
Can you imagine all that? This stuff is just almost more than you can imagine, some of the things coming out of these people's mouth. It seems like they're so desperate, doesn't it? Although I'm not sure. Romney doesn't seem to come across that way. So we have Newt Gingrich playing, Rick Perry playing. We have Rudy Giuliani not running, but he has a lot to say about Mitt Romney. At any rate, it's 21 minutes past the hour. We move to number two soon.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro EM1, the raw probiotic.
The world's best solar-powered oven has gotten better. Sun ovens are now available with a brand new Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit, which includes everything required for cooking, water pasteurization, and dehydrating with the power of the sun. Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. A sun oven lets you harness the sun's power to bake, boil, or steam food, heat water for purification or personal hygiene, or dehydrate. For the past 25 years, Sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S., are durable, and have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a limited time, preppers can save $65 on the purchase of a Christmas Sun Dehydrating and Preparedness Kit. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/GCN. That's sunoven.com/GCN.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Number two on the countdown as we proceed. Number one was the presidential race. We just spent the last few minutes talking about that here on the countdown, reviewing all of the top 10 hits during this hour. Moving to number two, the president and his Kansas speech. Here are our hosts Bob Davis and Tom Emmer talking to one of their callers about the speech.
They call it channeling Teddy Roosevelt, talking about basically making sure the middle class has a fair shot at being successful, staying in the middle class, and becoming, having, what did he say? A good job, a retirement, and being able to send your kids to school. And I'm going to make that happen for you. It's a pretty standard, straightforward, centrist message, right? And a lot of people do not apparently agree with it, and it's very interesting hearing people's reactions to it. Some do.
Oh, yeah, I agree with the president.
Tell us why.
Well, I don't. Would you regard the draft during World War II as class warfare?
Well, that's a question. I'm asking you to respond with a statement. I'm asking you to tell me why you agree with the president rather than asking a question as an argument. Let's hear your argument.
I think we all need to stand and deliver and help as best we can.
Is that it?
What does that mean?
I think the folks that can pay a little more should, right?
Wait, is that all of us?
Yeah.
I thought you just said we all need to stand and deliver, and now you're saying that there are a few who apparently, by the president's terms, have done better than everybody else, so they need to do more than everybody else.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, well, I guess
what
that's
about,
one point of view.
What about the people who don't pay federal income tax? Should they pay more?
Well, I think it's unfortunate, but to the extent that we can pay more, I think now is the time we should.
Ah, these people that don't get waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse is such naivete in America. A campaign speech on the taxpayer's dime, he compares himself to Teddy Roosevelt. That's what part of the criticism is toward the president's Kansas speech. Number two this week on the countdown. At number three, a lot of back and forth about the whether or not there ought to be a payroll tax cut, taxes on millionaires, the usual stuff. It's not worth much of our time. Let's move to number four, the debt crisis in Europe. Here's host Dan Carroll talking to a financial analyst named Howard McEwen about the debt situation in Europe.
We see all this going on over there, and you know what's going on with Greece and all these other countries, and
yeah.
I keep hearing all these commentators and pundits say, you know, if we don't get things squared away here in the United States, you know, we're going down the same drain that that all these European countries are going down. Is that true?
Well, I guess here's what I'm afraid of. We've survived much worse times.
and with some good policies, I think we can. One of the biggest things we need to do is get our economy growing. And listening to commentators and people like John Corzine when he was in politics, they seem to more want to tax people than grow our economy. Again, all problems are solved if the economy kicks back in order. One of the things they have to do, though, is quit borrowing money. We are borrowing 40% of every dollar we spend as a government now. And that is it. We're at a historically low interest rate. So imagine if interest rates go up to, you know, historically normal, 5%. That means our debt interest is going to go up five times. And a 5% rate or interest rate is not all that high. When you look at, you know, in the late or early 80s, we were at 13%. So sooner or later, we just got to quit borrowing money. We got to quit spending money and prioritize.
So the question is here whether the problems in America have contributed to Europe's problems, or have Europe's problems, namely Greece, that's where it all started, but there are plenty of problems in Spain and Italy, and so the rest of the 27 countries that have the that are in that European Union are trying to help out those at home, but there are a lot of people, politicians in Europe, who are pointing at America as the problem. You think that's the case? Are we the bad guys? We are the bad guys because we're the big guys. That's the way it works. Number five on the countdown is the protest movement. We'll get to number six in just a matter of moments here on the countdown.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
What's at the top of our holiday wish list? More time to cross stuff off our lists. Hurry into Sears Auto Center this Friday and Saturday to save big on all top tire brands. Plus, get an extra $70 via mail-in rebate on four qualifying Michelin tires. And get a Valvoline oil change for just $21.99 with coupon, and we'll throw in a $5 Sears coupon to help you tackle the rest of your holiday shopping list while you wait. Go to SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers. That's real convenience for real drivers. Sears Auto Center. Sale ends 12/10. Rebate ends 1/3. Coupon good through 12/31. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Holt Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, the holidays can really be stressful.
Especially when you get the credit card bill.
Well, not at Rent-A-Center, because you don't need a credit card.
Get the brands you want and the flexible payments you need.
With no long-term commitments.
It's like taking a holiday from holiday bills.
Have a worry-free holiday at Rent-A-Center. Right now, get a special price on 60-inch LG HD TV with delivery and setup included. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Get extra savings and extra hours at Macy's Extra Special Sale. 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Outerwear for all, 35 to 65% off. Cashmere sweaters for him and her, 50% off. All Keurig single-serve brewers, 30% off. Shop early till 11 p.m. at Macy's Extra Special Sale. Savings off regular sale and...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Three after the hour now, this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show, 3 hours reviewing the top stories of the week. Number one, 2012 GOP contenders. Number two, the speech in Kansas. The president used taxpayer dollars to make a political speech. Number three, the debate over whether payroll taxes ought to be cut. Is there a deal here before the end of the year? It seems to be in the works anyway. The financial problems that the Europeans are having is number four. Occupy Wall Street movement or protests mostly around the world as well as in our country at number five. At number six, new charges against Jerry Sandusky, and then related stories from Syracuse University. Let's start with talk host John and Ken, along with their partner Amy King. Here they are sort of going over the new accusers that have come forward with more accusations against Jerry Sandusky.
Jerry Sandusky was actually arrested again and charged in two new cases of sex abuse against what were then children. Now, bail was set at $250,000 cash, and from what we understand, he is still in jail because he hasn't posted it yet. And this would bring us now to victims number 9 and victim number 10. A couple of notes that are in this ABC News story. Joe Amendola, Sandusky's attorney, said, quote, "I'm very disappointed that I didn't even get a courtesy call that new charges have been filed. I had to find out from the media."
Can you believe that's his reaction?
That's the first thing he says. It's all about me.
Yeah, nobody called me?
Sandusky, wearing Penn State pants at the time of his arrest, requested that the arraignment not begin until Amendola got there. Amendola gets to the courthouse. This is in quotes on ABC's website. Looks at Sandusky and says, "Told you, we had this discussion. Someday you will listen to me." Sandusky smiles. I'm not sure what that meant.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Because Amendola
sounds like he's getting fed up with Sandusky.
Amendola had him doing the press interview with the Times and with NBC. Because when I saw that, I thought, well, what does that mean? It's like, you start talking and denying things, and then more victims come out of the woodwork. Except, was Sandusky insisting that he go on...
I think it's something simpler than that. I think Amendola told Sandusky, I heard there's going to be two more victims. Maybe you should just turn yourself in rather than make a media circus of it. Because they came to Sandusky's home and arrested him and took his cuffs and turned it into a big media spectacle. And I think Amendola didn't want him to do that.
And I think Sandusky, you know, he had the brain to figure out how to get these kids, allegedly, groomed and everything. But I don't think he's got the brain to do much strategy thinking.
No, we've heard these interviews.
After hearing the audio, the New York Times interview.
Even one candle lit in that head of Sandusky.
It got blown out a long time ago.
I mean, we should probably scrape together some of the highlights of that New York Times interview we played the other day. Particularly the one where we don't know what he said.
Yeah, no, he
was a complete mumble.
Mumbling, bumbling, incoherent, sounded drunk and stupid.
Well, like an old football coach. I mean, really. You're the one that has all these stereotypes about football players.
Coaches are former players most of the time. I know, it's not a high IQ crowd for the most part.
No, he's a box of rocks.
Now you know why those guys are number one in Los Angeles in their time period. John and Ken, with the overview of Jerry Sandusky and all of his crazy attempts at trying to talk himself out, but mostly he's talking himself into trouble. The ladies on The View, one of my favorite television programs that are frequently featured here on The Countdown with their issue-oriented discussion, they here now talk about former Syracuse University assistant coach Bernie Fine being free of the current charges against him because apparently the statute of limitations has run out.
Former Syracuse University basketball coach Bernie Fine cannot be charged for the alleged sexual abuse of two boys since the statute of limitations in New York State expired. Now, even though investigators believe that these accusations are true, there's nothing can be done. Now, it's interesting because in Pennsylvania, the statute of limitations is this. Currently, the victims have until they're 50 years old to press criminal charges. But only until 30 years old for a civil suit. In New York, currently victims must report the crime within 5 years of their 18th birthday.
Which that to me is a crime. To have to limit that.
By the time they're 23, or is that...
Whatever 5 years of 18 is.
You're still so young at that point, right? Yeah. And I think we've seen so many adults come forward. At any point in your life, you should be able to come to terms with what happened to you and come forward with accusations that they are true against someone.
Well, this is even more reason why the person who observes something like this, which seems to be rampant in certain parts of the society, those people need to speak up even more because the perpetrator is the pig and the perpetrator is the pervert and the sick guy. And the child is too young to understand what to do.
And even
too
being too young.
So the third eye is very, very important in these situations. And these people who push them from one institution to the next
because they
also
know
should go to jail.
But they know they have to push tight, go a full court press for 5 years only in this instance, right?
Yeah, right.
And then all they have to do is be free
all
after that.
All they have
that.
To do is scare the kid for 5 years.
But we will see a change in this law because it's disgraceful.
All right. So the ladies of The View dealing with the number six issue this week on The Countdown, the charges against those at Penn State and Syracuse. So now to number seven, another bit of malfeasance, I guess, on the part of Mr. Blagojevich. Now he's been sentenced to 14 years. The sentence handed down this week. Here's Talk Host Bob Murray with legal analyst Catherine Eisenhardt about the reasons for the 14 years for Blagojevich.
Your reaction to 14 years for our former governor, the sentence handed down in federal court?
I think it's a fair sentence. I'm glad I'm not him, but I do think it's the appropriate sentence, especially for him. I think if he had not gotten up and told the court how sorry he was, blah, 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 that he probably would have been closer to 20.
Well, Professor, the way I understand it, and please correct me if I'm not on target here, if you are federally sentenced, you have to serve 85% of the term. That would be what, about 12 years of the 14 years he will be in a federal facility?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
Is it because the judge thought, let's make sure we set an example here with the former governor, and maybe these politicians will stop the stuff behind doors and all this wheeling and dealing that can, you know, be illegal?
You know, I think, you know, Judge Stengel obviously has a great deal of experience with Illinois politics. When I first knew him, he was the, director of the state police. So You know, so he knows Illinois politics. But I think we all know, I mean, you know, for those of us here in Illinois, in Springfield especially, I think have a bird's eye view of Illinois politics for the good parts and the bad parts. Blagojevich hit a new low. He magnified everything that anyone else had ever done. He magnified it exponentially. He was arrogant. He didn't know very much about government, state government. He certainly knew nothing about what it was like, what it was to be a governor, to be responsible for being a governor. As far as he was concerned, it was, a lark, and he could do anything he wanted with it because that's what he had thought he had seen in Chicago. You know, that now that he was governor, he was, impermeable to any kind of observation by anyone. He was out of control, and I think the sentence reflects the fact that he was an out of control kind of guy, and he was extremely arrogant about it. I mean, George Ryan, when he was facing this, was very somber. You know, he and his wife were devastated. They looked devastated. You know, they tried to keep a low profile. And, of course, we all know what Blago did. And, you know, he and Patty did everything they could to be in the news. I mean, that's just plain hubris. I mean, that is just pride gone beyond belief. And I think the sentence is, personally, I thought the sentence was absolutely fair. If I had been the judge, I probably would have given him 20.
There you go. Guilty. And 14 years for Rod Blagojevich. Immaturity at its height, it would appear, or hubris or arrogance or all of the things rolled in. What a horrible combination, being immature and being egotistical. Well, caught up with this guy, it's amazing how people don't... What is it that you lose when you get into politics or you become famous? So that's number 7 on the countdown. Number 8 is the discussion over the over-the-counter ruling for Plan B, the children, underage girls being able to get things that would be, considered birth control. There are a lot of people who want to be heard on this, and so we'll open up our phones right now, 800-510-8255, and we'll consider the Plan B drug over-the-counter ruling up next here on the countdown.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money never looks so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Looking for the perfect holiday outfit for your children to wear for your family portrait or annual holiday card? For over 30 years, Heartstrings has been creating high-quality classic clothing for children. Known for its great selection of all-American traditional clothing, Heartstrings is a perfect choice for that special occasion when you want your children looking their Sunday best. And for you grandparents out there who are looking for the perfect gift, Heartstrings offers a wonderful variety of clothing for kids of all ages. Sweaters, dresses, and durable everyday play clothes. You can browse their large selection of children's apparel at www.heartstrings.com or shop at a Heartstrings store near you. To help you kick off your holiday shopping, Heartstrings is going to give you a head start on your shopping and savings with a 10% discount off your order and free shipping. Go to www.heartstrings.com. That's www.heartstrings.com and use the code Doug10 for 10% off your purchase and free shipping. For news on all of the latest Heartstrings sales, go to www.heartstrings.com or follow them on Facebook and Twitter.
Do you only wear clothes that hide your psoriasis? Do you constantly have to explain your itching?
Are you embarrassed by flaking or scaling? If you said yes to any of these questions, you're eligible to try a new treatment called SebaClear, risk-free. SebaClear has been found to help stop the itching, irritation, redness, and flaking caused by psoriasis. SebaClear is a non-prescription topical treatment proven to help eliminate the reoccurrence of skin psoriasis. The results are so incredible that patients have described this formula as life-changing. Stop hiding under long-sleeve shirts and long pants. Call now for your risk-free trial of SebaClear. But hurry, this special offer won't last.
Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194. Try SebaClear risk-free. Call 1-800-467-9194. That's 1-800-467-9194.
My wireless internet bill was really adding up. So to save some money, I just used my neighbor's unpassword-protected Wi-Fi for free.
It's unpassword-protected because the signal doesn't go outside of the house. Now get off my couch.
Not to mention, I recharge my laptop for free.
Mm-hmm, not free.
And while I wait for all my downloads, they really need more bandwidth. I just grab a soda. Not much of a diet fan, but beggars can't be choosers.
You're not begging, you're just choosing.
Neighbors are great.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Let's take a look before we get to the Plan B discussion. 800-510-8255, our line for that if you want to be heard. Let's go through the people list, top 10 people being discussed on Conversation Radio this week. At number 10, football player Tom Tebow. At number 9, Rod Blagojevich. Number 8, John Corzine. Man, what a story with him. I didn't realize the numbers were as big as they are. It's really an amazing story, how much money he has ripped off from investors. Good God. At number 7, Hillary Clinton. Angela Merkel, who's the Prime Minister of Germany, is at number 6. John Boehner, Speaker of the House, at 5. The various Republican candidates, Santorum, Bachman, Perry, and Kaine, and Romney and Gingrich, all fitting in the holes between numbers 4 and number 2. And at number 1 is the President Barack Obama. All right, now on to this discussion of Plan B, whether or not these drugs ought to be available over the counter. Is it a women's rights issue? Is it an issue that parents should be involved in more? Where are you on all this? 800-510-8255. Greg in Texas with thoughts on this issue.
Well, I don't understand why everyone is talking about women's rights. These are girls' rights. We're not talking about the rights of grown people. We're talking about little girls being able to go into a store, a Walgreens or what have you, and buy a pill because they made a bad decision. We all know that kids make bad decisions. We cannot think that a pill can take care of everything. You have kids that we're saying is ADHD. There aren't even ADHD that we're throwing pills at them. Pills are not the answer for everything. I mean, you need training, education. Parents need to be involved in decisions that's made for adolescents. We're not talking about women's rights. We're talking about the rights of children, little girls. That's what we're talking about. I totally agree with Obama.
All right. Do you agree with the president? 800-510-8255. It's interesting to read some of the blogs on this. The pro-life groups, the decision was originally by Catherine Sebelius to keep age restrictions on the purchase of the morning after pill, but to put conservative religious groups endorsing a move by the Obama administration that's not like the people, for example, Family Research Council, who usually find themselves on the opposite end of most of the decisions made by the Obama administration, came out in support in this particular case. 800-510-8255. Carol, listening to the countdown in Maine.
I am astonished and delighted. As a parent, we've seen our rights eroded over the years. And when it comes down to it, a child's womb is the parent's. It's not, the child is not an adult. They are not ready to make these kind of decisions. If it would have been left standing, it would have been just another example of how politicians are getting too involved in the relationship between children and their parents.
So, this is pretty interesting to see what strange bedfellows made by political decisions, and is, the president is in such a weakened condition. Is this a way for him to try to get people in the middle to come to his side? 800-510-8255. More of your calls on number 8 this week on the countdown in a matter of moments.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Number 8, we're spending pretty much the rest of the hour on that with your calls at 800-510-8255. Plan A is contraception. That is preventing the problem before it happens. And Plan B is sort of an after-the-fact approach. And being the father of a daughter who's in her 30s, I guess I don't worry too much about this now, and I'm not as familiar with it as maybe many of you are who have children that age, that is, teenagers. And there is this political thing that comes about, sadly, as a result of the issue ought not to be politicized, but it is, and so be it. The president told reporters this week that he did not get involved in the process. You believe that? 800-510-8255 said he supported the decision. As the father of two daughters, I think it's important for us to make sure that we apply some common sense to various rules when it comes to over-the-counter medicines. The reason that Kathleen, referring to Secretary Sebelius, made the decision was that she couldn't be confident that a 10-year-old or an 11-year-old girl could not go into a drugstore and, alongside bubble gum or batteries, be able to get medication that potentially, if not used the right way, could end up having an adverse effect on her. A lot of pro-life groups pressing the Obama administration for more, even. The pro-life movement is happy about this, but some, for example, the Pro-Life Action League wants more. They've posted a lot of information on their website. You can check that out if you're of a mind. Meanwhile, here's Chris with some thoughts for teenagers.
I just want to say that I think it's kind of silly. All these people are calling in and saying, you know, they think this is a victory for parents. I think that really kids are going to have sex, so you know, and they're not going to tell their parents if they're going to get the plan veto. You know, they're not going to reach out to their parents and say, hey, you know, I had sex. I think that, you know, there's a possibility that I could become pregnant. they're not going to go to their parents and say that. They're probably going to reach out to their friends to try and get the Plan B pill. So I think that really it doesn't affect the parents at all. It doesn't, it's not a victory for parents. It's really just adding to the same problem that's going on.
I don't know that I disagree with you, Chris. I think it's naive for parents to think that this, I mean, this is, again, thinking about, without being disrespectful of people who are for this, many of them are just absolutely clueless about what their children are doing. This is sort of like drinking, as was suggested there. Underage drinking goes on all the time, and plenty of youngsters are going to get a hold of this, like it or not. Bill in Wisconsin, you're listening to WAYY.
Well, it seems like another triumph of politics over science. Here in Wisconsin, we just had a bill passed that they can only teach abstinence education instead of a full range of sex education. So much for education. Yet the science proves that full education works and not abstinence only. Now we've got a case where the health professionals at the FDA say this is a good idea, but politics says, no, we can't go there. We're going to put our heads in the sand and pretend that young girls don't have sex. I'm a father of three daughters, and I'm not foolish enough to think that they don't have sex, but I certainly would want them to have the ability to prevent a pregnancy rather than have a pregnancy when they are a child and have to worry about raising a child themselves. It's just crazy. Women make up over half of the voting bloc in this country, and I think it's time to say bye-bye Obama.
That's that's interesting, Bill. Father of three girls. There you go. Roseanne in Nashville, what do you think?
Well, first of all, a womb belongs to the woman it's attached to. If the Obama administration doesn't want a firestorm, he's surely gotten it with American women. Quite clearly, he has been conferring with the Catholic bishops who wander the halls of Congress, making the United States into a theocracy, according to the wishes of one man, the Pope, in the Vatican. I would like him to know that women in the U.S. number 50.8%. We are the majority. And we will remember this attack on women's rights in the next election. He will not get my vote twice. Every woman in the military should also have this day after pill. One in four women are raped. And I think it's unconscionable for a male president to have this much control over women's bodies.
Bill, quickly, let's hear from you.
Just wanted to say that I agree with the decision, one of the few decisions I agree with the Obama administration. I think the Plan B pill represents another aspect of our society where we think pills can solve our problems rather than actually making decisions. I think parents and the children themselves need to be more involved in thinking about their actions, thinking about what their kids are doing. It's a good idea.
Okay, sir, thank you, and thanks to all of you for participating in our overview of the top 10 hits in the world of talk radio for the week of December 5th through 9th, 2011. Did you?